Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy Does, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Is that Kevin Pollak? Is that? Well, wait a minute now. You better think twice before accusing me of this. So I like to stand outside some nights and look up at the stars. Not a crime, but I digress. That was a little throwback to an early Twilight Zone episode. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we, in no particular order. Hey, there's James Heaney, Jimmy James, John John. What would you like on your pizza tonight?
I've been really into getting regular DiGiorno's and spicing it up with different things, like pineapple. But the new thing that I like a lot is chorizo. Soy chorizo sprinkled on a DiGiorno is so good.
Yes. No, that sounds great. The pineapple, you can as the...
Oh, come on. You never heard pineapple on
heard
pizza?
Heard of it? Thought it was gross every time someone mentioned it.
Is it Willy Wonka brand soy chorizo?
That's a sweet callback.
I think that's our show. Yeah. That's it. That was good.
Let's do the wrap up. Welcome back.
Oh, and before let me just say that I have sent out from Craig, who made some awesome Marvin McHugh videos. So those Alchemaniacs are getting their first personal video. They've all been sent out.
And I've gotten a bunch of thank yous. A bunch of thank yous. Well, we have gotten a bunch of thank yous.
We're catching up. Yeah. We were a little behind, but I promise that we will catch up and then maintain.
Indeed. Please welcome back house favorite, Jackie DeRuthy.
Oh.
Jackie!
Hey, hey.
Jack to the K. Any story from middle school, please?
So many. Sure.
Well, it's those awkward years.
We used to do this. We used to try to sell cookies.
Sure.
Grandma's. Do you know Grandma's cookies?
I'm going to say yes.
It's a bag of cookies. They look like little mini Oreos. And we used to try to sell those by putting, like, stacking them creatively on Capri Sun straws.
Capri
Sun. And then, like, walking around with these little sticks.
That's really cute.
Our song was, this was third grade, and I shouldn't remember the song, but Swirly Whirly Cookie Makers, 25 cents. We swirl with pride for 25 cents. Because we'd do like a cookie,
sure.
And then we'd use like the cream to like
gosh.
Make cool decorations.
Joey, you still swirl for 25 cents, no?
25. But that's a different thing. That's a different thing.
Well, thank you for sharing, Jack. Hey, there's Chris Alvarado, Endless Summer Lover. Which character in a Western film would you play?
There's who I'd want to play, and there's who I would genuinely play.
Okay.
I'd want to play the bad guy with the low brimmed hat with a little fucking cigarillo sticking out, and go like, "Why don't you make me?"
Yeah.
Who I really would be is I'd go, "All right, guys, come on now, boom, boom," and then I get shot. Right. Mm-hmm. That's really who I am in a nutshell.
In the credits, it just says even keel guy.
Yeah. I lose my time here, we got another illustration from D. Burke illustration, right?
Yeah.
He did this thing, which I know I'm holding up to a computer monitor.
It's really cool.
It's really cool.
Holy grail right there.
Yeah, right. He says, there are some who call me Tim, ? And he does. It's just beautiful. So I always want to give him a shout out for such great work. Awesome.
Is that Joey Greer?
It looked a little like Joey, just a tiny, tiny, tiny bit.
Okay. It looks nothing.
Yeah, it looks like Joey. Yeah. Yeah, that's Joey.
Now here's Craig Mikowski. Cacao.
John,
what would be the title of your third book?
Well, I mean, of course, the first one was It's Khaki Time, which was a international bestseller. And then It's Time for More Khaki Time was the second one, which was a flop. Huge flop.
People didn't go for that.
And I spent the advance like way ahead of time. So the third one is we're just re-releasing It's Khaki Time.
With the new forward?
What's the difference?
With a new forward from Barack Obama. Yeah.
Wow, that's fucking genius.
Good guess. Good guess.
Yeah. You may want to double check your internet connection, Craigito. And last, but money shot for you, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Awkward always. Would you ever sleep a full 8 hours again?
I sleep 12. Are you,
you know, when I wrote that question down, I did actually immediately think he probably averages 11.
Oh my God. Yeah. 8 hours is too little. And I say that for every human being. Huh. I think we should be average. I think every person should get 20 hours of sleep a day.
What, like a cat? Least.
Sure. But I mean, like just for like a normal sleep cycle, minimum 20 uh-huh. hours.
And then the 4 hours you're awake, you're going to accomplish all your goals and eat all your meals and exercise.
I mean, if you have that.
Yeah. All right, let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from our listener emails or our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content like video of what we're doing right now and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. That's patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion by email, please write to the podcast and I will read them and I will reply to as many as I humanly, physically can. Write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. Scene one comes from listener Daniel, who wrote, I used to listen to 20 to 30 podcasts. I counted and I'm subscribed to 64, but with COVID, I'm driving less, and y'all are the only one I listen to now. I read that again because I couldn't believe. But with COVID, I'm driving less, and y'all are the only one I'm listening to. Congratulations, and here's my suggestion. A group of teens up to no good get trapped inside a museum at night when all things come alive. Sound familiar? But wait, this isn't just any magical museum. This is the one that contains all of the rejected exhibits and pieces of history that other museums didn't want. Your biggest fan in San Antonio, Daniel Grove.
All right, I'm just going to lock this door and we should be good for the night.
Who are you talking to, Bill?
I'm just talking to you. Why don't we? Do you mind taking the first shift? I'm gonna relax my eyes for a little bit.
Yes, every night with this, you lock the door and you ask me to take the first shift. How about we?
Oh, I promise, I'll take the second shift. Nothing's gonna go wrong. It's a museum.
And then I say every night with this, and then you say what you just said. It's on a hell of a loop. How about we flip a coin just for shits and giggles?
All right, let's flip a coin.
You got one?
All I have are dollar bills.
Now let's flip one of those then.
Okay, heads are building.
I'm going to go building. Wait a second. It's building. In your face.
Shit.
I'm going to take the first shift.
All right. What?
Yeah, what's up? Psst. I hear you. Yes, I'm next to you. What?
Stop talking. Do the thing we said.
They're so old. I'm not going to hit them, knock them out.
Yeah, but we don't. But what about Terry?
What about Terry?
And
said he's going to sleep on the steps. This old guy's going to just sleep on the steps, man. We're going to be able to sneak in, no problem.
Okay, listen, we can't go ahead with the plan if we don't follow all the rules. We said, in order to make sure the coast was clear, we would do hoots and stuff.
And if I pretend to be frozen for one more second, my ankle's going to straight up break. They're very weak, and I picked a very precarious position.
And, Carla, like, I don't think I can make a good hoot sound, guys.
All right, fine.
His hoots are horrible. Horrible hoots.
Let's just smoke weed out here. Why don't we have to smoke weed in the museum? Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, it's... Guys.
It's a hoot, not a toot.
All right.
Like
all
I said, I can't do it.
Do you guys want to be in this gang or not?
Yes.
Yeah, more than anything.
Then we got to get into this museum. Because as soon as you take one hit of marijuana, the exhibits come alive.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, oh man.
So, woo-woo.
What?
Toot, toot.
What are we doing? Are we moving or no?
Yeah, all right, let's go.
Finally. Oh, ow!
Okay.
What is it? It's okay. I just twisted it a little bit. It's okay.
Oh, that's not just a twist. That looks like a microfracture.
No, I can do it. I can. It's okay. I can
live on. Oh, my gosh. Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's okay. Ow, ow. It's okay.
Maybe we should smoke a little bit of weed right now. It's an anti-inflammatory. It might help the pain.
You can see from sight alone. It's a microfracture.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
his
you guys can't.
A doctor. You didn't
I know his
that.
Dad's,
yeah, we
his
all
dad's
know
a radiologist.
That. We all know is that. Could we keep it down a little bit?
Yeah, well, he drives a Porsche, okay?
We
he
know.
He drives a Porsche.
We know.
My dad drove a Honda Civic straight out of town.
We know.
Okay, let's smoke some weed right now.
Just right now. All just right. A quick.
For
quick
my ankle.
Okay, one puff. Ankle. One puff.
One puff.
Each?
Okay.
Ooh, ooh.
Okay, no more.
Choo choo. Honka honka choo choo.
I feel like it's getting better.
Wow. Hey, Terry.
What was that?
Terry, you hear that out there?
I do. I do hear something. I feel like it. I feel like that was animal sounds, but maybe a train? Is it possible that.
Terry, why
that the old Wild West train is starting back up inside the museum?
Terry, why aren't you wearing pants?
Well, I was taking second shift.
Now, look, if it's a problem, then I can always lease another car, okay? And it, look, and it's not a midlife crisis. Okay, this Porsche not only is functional beyond most other models that are available at the moment.
Well, I'm telling you right now, Terry, it's a problem. Okay?
Oh, it's a problem. Great.
Yeah. So It's time to lease another car. Congrats, okay, you got your Porsche for 24 hours. But it's
I'm
time to lease another car.
I have it for 3 years. When those 3 years are up,
you
I'll look at another vehicle.
You just told me if it's a problem, I can lease another car.
Of course
I'm telling you it's a problem.
So you're telling me even though this Civic has a lot of miles, it'll drive straight out of town, right? Sir? Sir?
Well, I mean, it's got 148,000 miles on it.
I just needed to get me the 14 miles out of town.
Yeah, I mean, you can drive 14 miles on it, sure.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you have a son you don't love?
I have three beautiful daughters.
It's different. It's different. Okay. One day you'll have a son you don't love, and you'll look for any car that'll get you straight out of town and away from that boy.
I got fixed. My wife didn't want any more kids.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so you're just driving the 14 miles out of town and staying there, just over the county line?
I'm one of those guys that likes to live in the now. You know what I mean? And that's as far as I want to go.
Damn, man, that's a nice Honda, man. What is that, 2006, 2007?
1999.
Oh, I was way off, man. Oh, man, I was way off, man.
Hey, what do you want? Get away from my car. Dude. Get away. What do you want?
Oh, hey, man, I just thought it was a 2006, maybe 2007 Honda, man. Those things got nice inside.
What are you, a Civic guy?
Yeah, look, man, you're out of town. Things are a little different outside of town.
Look,
right?
I just crossed, okay? I just crossed. I'm here to take a piss in these bushes, all right?
These bushes are my bushes, man, all right? So if you want to
piss
in these
you.
Bushes,
I'm gonna piss
you better.
On you. I'm pissing on you.
Come on, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
God, man.
Look, it's not a contest of who has the better dad, okay?
Yeah,
but I have a dad is better.
But I have a dad. That's the point.
I never met mine, but I heard that he lives outside of town in a bush. I don't know. It's not good no matter what.
Can I get the weed now? Can I get a hit, please?
Yeah, pass him the joint. Thank you. And isn't that what really bonds us all together? It's not good no matter what.
Yeah, exactly.
Come inside.
So tonight. What was that?
What the fuck was that?
I think I'm too high.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What was that?
Enter.
Okay. What was that?
I heard
that?
The word enter.
Oh fuck.
Well,
oh fuck.
It's time to hoot into this museum, I think.
Or maybe it's time to leave.
Hey, look, there's one of those grates that like goes into the vent ducts right over here. Come on, we can shimmy in there.
All right, let's lift up. One, two,
two.
Don't shimmy.
Guys, I'm pretty sure that we can just walk into the front doors. We've got an open invitation.
Come on.
I may be saying this as the one person who hasn't taken my hit of weed yet and the one person who insisted we do it before we enter the museum. But still.
Don't shame me.
Hey, I'm inside, you guys. It's not that tight.
No. I'm with you.
Let's just go through the front entrance.
All right, let's go to the front entrance.
Hey, guys, I think I'm stuck.
Shaggy, you coming with us or you going down?
Like, I heard all the art in this museum is hella racist.
Well, then we've got to go in there. We've got to vandalize the shit out of it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Two wrongs don't make a right, but three rights make a left.
Can you believe that? It's just like, I just got the Porsche. And she's in my ear. Get rid of it. You know, like, God damn it.
Maybe you get rid of the wife instead of the Porsche.
Maybe. Anyway, so I'm looking at the charts here. And I don't know. It looks bad.
It looks bad.
Yeah, all these little black circles.
Does it look as bad as my feedback that you shit on instantly?
No, it doesn't. Honestly, I kind of like really blew past you right there. Yep. And I'm just in my head, man. I'm in my head.
Yeah, I get thought that. You wanted some feedback. That's my mistake. You just wanted to vent.
Hey, you know what? I did. And normally I would just say, hey, you got like 3 to 4 months to live, but why don't we say 8 months?
Huh? Thanks,
why don't
we do that?
That's right, fellas. Read the chart. I moved 24 units of Porsche this month. And unless another car comes driving up that fucking driveway to be returned in the next 15 minutes, I get the bonus.
Yes. Zach, you're so cool, man.
Get off of me, man. You're still new here, okay?
Sorry. Yeah, of course. Of course.
Straight. All right, let's see who else is on the board. Okay, Jessica.
Uh-oh.
Two? You moved two units this month?
I'm that sorry. Sucked. Am I not on the fucking board?
Okay. All right. Whoa.
Two units. That's units.
I didn't get any of the good leads. You're holding the good leads back.
Okay.
Look. I've been cold calling people asking if they're interested in buying a Porsche.
We don't do it that way anymore, old man.
Well, that's the way we used to do it. When are Mitch and Murray going to give us the good leads? I can't sell this garbage. I need the good leads.
All right. Look, unless a Porsche pulls up in the next 8 minutes to be returned, I'm getting the bonus. And when that happens, I'll give you some leads.
Zach,
get
you're the
off
man.
Of me. Get off of me. Oh, Jessica, are we still going for drinks after work or what?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Hey, Jerry, did you sell that red Porsche that's pulling onto the lot?
What's up?
The red one there.
What'd you
the
say?
The red Porsche there.
Yeah, they're all they're pretty much all red. Yeah.
The one that's I sold a lot of red ones. In instead of driving
Zach!
Away.
Get off. What the fuck is that?
Looks like a return hotshot.
Is that a 911? Wait a second.
Still's got the paper plates.
Oh boy.
Never forget.
Stop. Don't ever listen. We have so many 911s here, okay? And every time you say that, it gets depressing and really it brings down the whole morale of the sales room. Okay?
Maybe it's Mitch and Murray in the car with the new leads.
You're old.
All right. Okay. Let me go scope this out. You know what I bet he wants? The sports package. Jessica, drinks are on me. Drinks are on me.
Cool, man. I sold a tan Porsche.
No one. Tan? Hey, what's up, bud? Oh, you're coming back. You want that spoiler, don't you? I knew
No,
it.
I need to return the car.
Give me one sec. Freddy, sports package. Let's get it ready. What's up?
I have to return the car.
Return it for an upgrade?
Look, I got to return the car. I made an impulse buy. My wife didn't. I didn't know about
it. Whoa. My wife?
No, my wife.
My wife. What did my wife tell you? What the fuck? Because we're actually legally separated, man. What the fuck did my wife say to you?
Nothing. It was. I'm talking about my wife.
This makes a lot of sense now. Oh! She knew. Son of a bitch. And you tell her. You tell her. I make my numbers now. You tell her. I make my numbers now. Jessica, let's go.
And Jerry and Jessica were never seen again. Scene one, everybody. Scene one.
Did you get to the museum?
Kids never got inside. They never got inside. And that's the beauty.
One kid was in the vent.
James, just tell us what happened.
I don't know actually. I got a little confused. I had my pants down because I was supposed to get a break, and I never got.
Wait, you actually have your pants down right now.
Jesus,
I don't know
James.
If you realize this, but I'm a method actor when I improvise on Zoom calls.
Scene two comes to us from Patreon VIP Jonathan Dondanathan, who wrote, Hey, Kevin and James, how do you guys divvy up this $5 a month? I mean, some people do more shows than the others, so you can't go even split because that's not fair. Since Kevin created the podcast, do you get more than everyone else? I'd maybe like to say who gets what amount, if I'm being honest. Craig would get the most amount. No deal. No, I say you. He gets 70 cents a month right. From this. That's all I've come up with so far. I'll have to sit down with my team and figure out the rest. Anyway, here's my scene suggestion. Matthew McConaughey gets separated from his private tour at Walt Disney World and is very scared and lost. Okay, bye. Sincerely, Jonathan Dondanathan.
Jeez. Oh, what a dumb ride this is. Hey, Matt. Matt, wake up.
Name's Matthew. Good thing we caught it on the first ride.
Let's. I think we can jump off and get in the back over here.
All right.
When it comes around this corner, it's close enough. On three. One. Two.
Here we go.
Three.
You jump, sucker. I stayed in the boat. That's one for me.
Oh, shit. I'm looking at the security cameras. Looks like we got another body, and it's a small world. Jesus. Another drowner.
That's eight this month. Right.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on. People just want to, I guess, either smaller world or they can't comprehend how small the world actually is. I'm not sure, but it's cracking people.
Well, all right. Luckily, we have complete authority here. No one will ever know.
No. I mean, it's kind of like Vatican City. Am I right? I mean, I bring that up all the time.
Security?
You know,
you guys seen the floater?
Yeah, we're on it.
Thank you.
Guys, I'm sure that you've already seen the security footage.
Calm down.
No, I'm not calm. I was the one who was hosting.
Calm down.
I was hosting the tour.
Put the corn dog down.
I'm starving. When I'm stressed, I'm hungry. I need to keep my blood sugar levels up or else I faint. I was the tour guide. That's not any floater. That's Matthew McConaughey.
Oscar award winning
method. Oh, I will get tiny and I will get big. Matthew McConaughey.
Are you sure? Are you sure it's Matthew McConaughey and not his friend who jumped in there? Are you 100% sure?
It's his friend and Matthew McConaughey. Now, I don't know which one's dead, and that's the biggest problem. Oh, but if it is True Detectives, Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, my God. Wait a second. Hold on a second. Is that a henna tattoo, or is that just like one of those press-on with water?
Mine?
Yes.
I got it done in Adventureland.
You did.
It's not so technically henna because it's...
Henna.
Culturally, it's not technically henna, you know.
Well, look, method actors are the kind that take their pants off, and this guy floating is fully pantsed. I mean, he was wearing pants.
So it's
pants.
The friend. Okay,
he
is so not it's the friend. Okay. Well, I haven't seen Matthew since the ride started going again, so...
So you just left? I mean, he could have popped out the other side of this thing.
Well, I wanted to come and tell you guys. My comms aren't working. They're stuffed with corn dogs.
Madeline, when you're in charge of a celebrity tour, you stay with the celebrity.
I understand. I understand now. I've never been with a celebrity before. Okay. Guys, this is okay. We'll find him. We just gotta go look for him.
Sorry, security. We just have somebody that has gone into the Pirates of the Caribbean. I don't think they're supposed to be there. They're not an actor on my roster.
Thanks for the tip, Goofy.
Thanks, Goofy.
that's where we'll start looking.
Let's do it. Okay, Then let's be focused on this, okay? Everyone here, okay?
And just stay behind the scenes, Goofy. The world doesn't need to know that you're real.
Yo ho, yo ho. Sing the words. Sing the fucking words. Okay, they pass. Look, man, you look. We have to sing the words, okay?
You know they're going to remove us animatronics any second now. They're going to put in goddamn 3D images projected against a fucking wall, man.
I know. The writing's on the wall already, man. They're coming for us. I get it. But right now, I've lost my confidence. If I'm being honest, one, I don't have a great voice. Two, I'm not completely sure of the words anymore. Okay, so there you go. There, I said it all.
Ye be saying the right words. It's just yo ho ho and dum de dum de da. Is there any words that I'm missing?
Sure, yo ho, pirate's eye for me. And then here we go. Da 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 da. That part I don't know. And even if I didn't know it, I've shot my confidence.
I've been following you. I thought that I was doing the same thing you were doing. You didn't know?
No.
What island are you from? What are you from? Caribbean pirate or what?
Excuse me, mister. Are you that actor?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Are you that actor?
Well, it all depends on which actor you're talking about, little fella.
Oh, I thought you were one actor, but maybe I'm confused now.
Well, when you say, are you that actor? You know, it could be anybody, but I'm only one actor.
What do I know you from?
This and that, I guess, you know, you're looking through the other side. You ever driven a Chrysler?
I'm 8 years old.
How about a Lincoln? What's it going to take to get you?
The Lincoln lawyer. That's
it. What's it going to take to get you into a Lincoln today? That's right. Lincoln lawyer, man. All right.
How come you're waiting in line for the Jungle Cruise?
Well, I like this ride. I like chimps.
And you're here alone?
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah. I'm here with my grandparents, but they're too fat to ride the ride.
Oh, go easy on them now. Life is tough. Sometimes you got to eat.
They're over there in a little devil cart.
Right. Well, what treats are you looking forward to here at the park?
Giant-sized pickle. Turkey leg.
That turkey leg, that's not walking around food, young man. I hope you understand that. You got to sit down to eat that.
Okay.
Yeah, and that giant pickle, about two-thirds of the way through, you're going to regret your entire life. Every decision you've ever made. So my suggestion is you eat half and throw that big old boy away. Throw it away.
Thanks, Mr. McConaughey. Mr. McConaughey.
I'm talking to
so glad we
caught
you.
Of a conversation
so
here. I'll be taking a photo with
you
when I'm done with the young man.
No, I work here at the park. I'm your private security.
I understand that.
Okay, good. We lost you on the map. No, I don't want any pictures with you. I just want to make sure that you're finding all the hidden Mickeys you were looking for.
Little man, what was your name?
Sam,
do I look lost or confused to you, man?
Well,
how about dazed and confused?
In general, no.
Animatronics, pirate animatronics, listen.
Calm down. Madeline, calm down.
I can't calm down. I need your help. Have you guys seen the actor?
You put the chicken strips down. Put the chicken strips down.
I need sustenance. You don't understand. My sodium levels are freakishly low. I need this.
Is it just me, or does Claire only come to us when she needs something? She never stops by to say hello.
It's not my job. I can't just ride the rides.
Madeline, have you been telling the animatronics your name is Claire?
Yes.
Have you been keeping up some kind of strange relationship with the animatronics outside of what your normal work life is?
I wouldn't call it strange. I mean,
we had something, Claire.
What the hell? Hold on a second.
This guy.
I
mean, this robot.
That
sorry,
caricature that you got in your hand right now. Okay. They really think your hands are that big, or is that something was the artist's kind of take on it?
What exactly are you asking right now?
I'm just looking at the caricature that you just had a little drawing that you got, and I just
okay.
You got big hands in the drawing. I don't know.
Well,
that's all I'm asking. Okay, I think they're I think they're normal. I don't know if it. You know what? Forget it.
You're really distracting me when I am here on an important mission. Animatronics, especially you. Especially you. Have you seen the actor from How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Meg Ryan?
Meg Ryan?
excuse me. Hey, Jungle Cruise boat tour guide. Can my friend Matthew give the tour instead? He knows all the classic bits.
I don't think that would be appropriate.
Oh, step aside, Skipper. This is going to be a lot of fun for everyone.
Excuse me, but that's my microphone.
That's all right, brother man. Hey, I'll tell you what.
Are you going to use a real gun?
I'll give you a part in my next picture. Yeah, let me strap on that pistol of yours too, man. Oh, man. I like the way it feels in my hand. I'm not going to lie to you. It feels good. It feels super good. Yeah. Welcome aboard, everybody. Take your seats if you would. Sit as close to each other as you can. We got a lot of folks who want to get on the boat today, so we want to get everybody inside. All right. All right. We're going to push away from the dock. Everybody turn around and wave goodbye to everybody. Last you're going to see of civilization. Bye. All right.
Those are my fat grandparents over there.
Oh, look at them. I thought they were a couple of twin elephants. Up on the right here, we're going to see one of the eight wonders of the world. And over on the left, there's another one.
Wait, what is it?
Which wonder was that?
What was that? Machu Picchu? I don't know.
Okay, here.
Perhaps the pyramids? Which one was it? It wasn't Machu Picchu. It wasn't the
pyramids. It was the backside of water. Yeah. The backside of water. All right.
Classic.
Come up here on the right. You're going to see all kind of creatures soaking in. Oh, look over there. All them hyenas are looking after that tiger. Yeah. While he sleeps, that tiger's just going to snore away. He's fine. Don't worry about him.
Tigers and hyenas, they shouldn't
coming
be in the
up
same
on
area
the left.
They don't live in the same. They don't live on the same continent.
We're gonna see now. Listen, some hippos are just taking a little bath here. Remember, as long as their ears don't wiggle, everybody's fine. There's nothing to worry about there.
Wait, that one's ears.
All right,
wiggling.
Everybody, duck down. I'm gonna have to shoot him in the face.
Oh, he's taking his pants off.
Shit!
Oh my god!
Holy shit!
Oh, that's a good.
I don't know if you're seeing this, but we got a looks like one of the tour operators is in the water, drowned again. God damn! I don't know what the hell is going on.
That's the eighth one this month.
My God, my God!
Well, no one will ever know.
So, I don't know how to bring this up to you, but I have an open room at my apartment, and I'm looking to fill it. And I know this. You said you were looking, possibly to.
Well,
you know,
yeah, my wife did kick me out.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something to do with all the blood on my hands?
Mm-hmm. So it's $360 a month.
Plus utilities?
Not included.
Fuck you, man.
What the hell, man? I mean, what the hell is going on?
No, I want $360 including utilities.
That's insane, man. That's insane. What do you mean including utilities?
I can do way better than that in Orlando. Come on.
You know what? Then get it, man. Get it, because you're not going to find a better roommate than me, okay?
All right, what's so great about you as a roommate? We work together 12 hours a day already.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I do. You know the ins and outs of it all. Look, I got a badass aquarium back in my place. Badass aquarium. It's got black lights, LED lights. I mean, the whole thing just like, it's sick as hell.
Guys, bad news. I checked the Buzz Lightyear ride. I only got a score of 215. I didn't even make cadet.
Put the dipping dots down.
Matthew McConaughey wasn't there.
Oh, no. Claire, what happened?
What?
Claire,
I just told you. I went to the Buzz Lightyear line. I
didn't
even make it. I need sugar. It's the sugar level. Before it was the sodium and my blood pressure, and now it's...
Well, then eat the dipping dots.
Back to the sugar level. They keep falling on my sweater and then getting stuck to it.
Well, they're melting immediately. They're just... tiny balls of cream.
It's hard to get sustenance and they're so tiny. I should have gone for the dipped Mickey Mouse ears vanilla ice cream. Come on!
Oh, yeah.
You know this, Madeline! You know this!
That's right. Madeline is your name. And I knew that because I'm not an animatron. I'm a security guard.
Yeah.
That's right. That's where you are.
Right.
Go on.
Well, I mean, do you guys have any... Have you seen anything on the camera? I mean, I'm working my best.
Yeah.
I can go over.
We think McConaughey is dead at the Jungle Cruise.
What?
We think McConaughey died on the Jungle Cruise.
Died?
Well, there's a floater with no pants.
Were there bongos?
And if you look up here on the right, who looks like the natives are having a little powwow, doing one of them dances and chanting.
Is that racist?
Let me see if I can make out what they're saying.
This is getting bad.
Yeah, this is being some fucked up museum.
Nope.
This is weird.
No idea. All right, up here on the left, ooh, looks like some monkeys
Mr. McConaughey, I'd like to take back my tour if
just
possible.
A second, Shorty. Okay, so right with you. By the way, what's your name, Phil?
Me?
The one I'm looking at. Yeah, what's your name?
Okay, I mean, my name's Tim.
Hey, everybody, this here's Tim. He's normally the captain on this here cruise. Let's give him a big round of applause. That's enough for Tim. All right, Tim, have a seat, buddy. Yeah, okay. Here's a dollar. Shut it up. Okay, coming up here on the right. Oh, looks like Chimp's got a hold of that Jeep and turned it on over. But
Swirly Whirly Cookie Maker, 25 cents. Swirly Whirly Cookie Maker.
Oh, looks like we got a new attraction here on the Jungle Cruise. Swirly
Whirly Cookie Maker.
One of y'all kind of lost his shit and just jumped out of the boat. Now he's taking up camp.
He's literally just trying to sell trash.
It's so cool. Hey, feller, what's your name?
Anybody? I don't have a name anymore. I don't have a name. I used to have a name. I came here in 1998, and I haven't left, but I've been making a living. Anybody want a cookie? Swirly Whirly Cookie Maker, 25
cents. That cookies? That looks like it's a piece of corn dog that fell off somebody else's stick.
Tim, Walt Disney would like to see you in his office.
Oh, my God. I thought it was just a rumor that he was still around. Do I look okay?
You look like you're soaping wet. Not soaping.
I was in the water.
Soaping. You understand?
Okay. Yeah.
Now, listen, when you get inside there, you might be terrified by what you see.
Huh?
You might. Can you not hear me?
No, I hear you. I'm just surprised.
Then why'd you say what?
Terrified. It's just okay. I'm all right. So just go in.
When you get in there, don't make a noise. Don't make a little face. Don't make your fingies move or anything. Okay.
Okay.
You understand?
Of course, I understand, and I hear you clearly.
Hello, Tim. I'm Walter Elias Disney.
Wow.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, they kept me alive, but I'm horribly deformed.
Oh my gosh! You don't have any arms or any body, or it's just a head.
That's right. I'm a head. I'm the head of Walt Disney. Tim, you're employee of the month.
Oh my god! Thank you. I thought that I was doing really bad.
No, you're doing great.
Matthew McConaughey took over my boat tour
and died. Yeah. I know. I know everything. I'm linked into everything that happens at the park. Oh, just sold another Dole Whip.
Can I ask you something really serious?
Sure.
I have this sneaking suspicion that I'm not real. Is it possible that there's several other people at the park that are employees? I honestly don't know if we're real people or if we're also part of the park.
It's a world of laughter, a world of tears. It's a world of hope and a world of fears. There's so much that we share.
Madeline, so we found Mr. McConaughey.
Oh, great. Awesome. Take me to him.
That's kind of the thing. His last ride. For his last ride, he said he wants a little quiet time with you on the teacups.
What? So great. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay. Let's go.
Let's go.
Okay. I mean, we're right here. Stop.
Okay. Okay. Wait.
There she is now. Madeline. Is that the name, Madeline?
I'll leave you too.
Thank you.
Climb on in.
Yes.
Climb on in, sister. This is going to be a crazy ride.
Thank you.
Madeline, what are your dreams?
Are you feeling okay?
Tell me your dreams and hopes and wishes for life ahead. What do you see for yourself if you look down the barrel and you see out the other side and there's plenty of light coming down it, but you know it's for you.
And the cup starts spinning.
Ah, you can feel that sensation. That's the world going by. Don't let it go by, Madeline. Reach out, grab something.
Okay.
Grab something that you want for your future. What's that going to be? What's that going to be, Madeline?
I want to get married in Cinderella's castle.
Right?
When I die, I want to become a projection in the haunted
house. You're not going to die.
And before that...
How many kids are you going to have?
None.
That's a girl.
I'm surrounded by too many of them already,
right.
And they're going to get in the way of my dreams.
We're going to take a pack. No more kids.
My job. You know how many kids got in the way of me finding you today? It was all their faults. Not mine.
How about...
Not my animatronics.
How about if I can get Mickey...
Not my boyfriend.
How about if I can get Mickey Mouse to preside over the wedding? Would that be cool?
Yes. All right. That would be amazing.
Mr. McConaughey. Wait. Mr. McConaughey.
Hold on a second,
it's me,
man.
Sam.
Sam, little Sammy. Little Sammy, how you doing down there?
I just remembered.
What's that?
Failure to launch.
My man. All right, get me a churro, buddy.
Whoa. Our teacup... It's float. We're in the air. We're
I know
suspended.
This is the future. This is what it's all about. You just float until you don't. Stay with me now, Madeline. Don't look down. Don't look down. Just look ahead. Look ahead, Madeline.
You're glowing.
That's right.
How are you enjoying the ride, folks?
Oh, there he is. That's the man.
I'm the disembodied head of Walt Disney.
That's WD, baby. Say hello to WD.
Sir, it is an absolute honor.
Get past that. Ask him any question. What? Any question you've always wanted to ask WD.
Okay, am I my employee of the month?
Oh, no.
That's scene two. What? That is scene two. Any question you can ask. Oh, man, poor Madeline.
When I die, I want to be a hologram in the haunted
yes.
house? That's great.
That was beautiful.
Scene three comes to us from Kristen Kelly, who wrote, I am delighted that you liked my alligator story. I've got another one for you. My marching band performed in the 2019 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Unfortunately, it turned out to be the worst parade I've ever been in because of the unreasonably strong winds that day, which were amplified by the wind tunnel effect of the tall buildings. And then, this year, our entire marching band's season was canceled due to the plague. Could you do a scene where an entire parade is picked up by a tornado and deposited someplace a parade is not usually found? Also, one time I had to drop out in the middle of a parade because of a medical incident, and that parade was only my third least favorite. Yours, Kristen Kelly.
Wow, that's awesome.
Oh. And here we are again on a fantastic autumn day, getting ready for what will be.
Oh is, God. If I might
is,
say.
Then,
it
yeah,
is.
Jump in there. Jump in there. Oh, fuck.
It is a fantastic day, and the weather's turning out to be better than we expected. We thought huge storms were coming through. Are you okay, Ted?
I'm more than fine. And, you know, that's exactly it. We thought there was going to be a massive hurricane with insane tornadoes and who knows what else. But we said, fuck it.
And it was really
anyway.
Bad for a while. But all of a sudden, everything came calm. And it seems to be going
hey,
away.
You two dumb
everything
fucks.
Did
this is Kenny
come
back
calm.
At the studio, you two dumb fucks. Throw it down to Patricia. All right. She's down on the street with the floats.
I think he's talking to you, Ted. Can you hear that in your ear?
I can. And what we're talking about is we got our gentleman in the booth upstairs running all the knobs and switches, the Wizard of Oz, if you will, in our ear. And you know, let's get back to the weather just for a second. We thought that.
All right, color guard, look alive, look alive. Now listen, some of you might think that parades are about floats. They are not. They are about
That's
us.
That's a fact, Jack.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, are we ready to spin?
Yes.
Yes.
On your face.
Are we ready to twirl?
On your face.
Yeah.
And are we ready to march?
What?
Yes.
Can
remember,
I just, the weather had been really bad earlier, and I heard that there's going to be another stretch of it.
And honestly, Tina's too little. If the wind picks
little.
Up again,
yeah.
she's just going to fly right out of here.
Now, you listen to me, Tina. Now, I've never been a 6-inch tall
woman, but you are, okay? And I think that makes you special. And I think today is the day that we get rid of all your fears and you march right through, twirl and twist until the very end. Does that make sense?
Chief, I got a follow-up question.
Sure.
Yeah, so you were never a 6-inch tall girl. That is, in fact, on your record. But you were an 11-inch tall boy. Can we hear about that?
Listen, I don't want to bore you with the story of 1984 when I took home Parade Guy of the Year, but I will. Wow. I will if I need you. I was once 11 inches, as we all were. So, yes, I've had my time in the light, but today's about you. It's not about floats. It's not about?
Weather.
Goats.
Coats.
Goats.
Goats. Come on, we know. It goes. It's not about floats. Yeah.
It's not about
I'm just afraid these metal flags are going to attract lightning, and it's I think it's problematic that we're going to be out there swinging it in the air.
Mayor, listen to me. You have to cancel this parade right now. I have a tornado that's coming down the fucking highway, and it's going to smash straight into that.
I can't cancel the goddamn parade. It's a moneymaker for this community.
Jesus Christ, it's just like Jaws. Do you remember Jaws?
Never
remember
seen Jaws? It. Been meaning to get around Jaws?
It's just like Jaws. It's just like Jaws. You have to cancel this. If you don't cancel this, this is going to be an asterisk on your career for the rest of your life.
It's just a little wind. Come on.
Little wind? I got wind at 450,000 knots.
Okay. Give that to me in layman's terms.
It's
450,000 knots.
Kenny, are they going to throw it to me down here or what? I mean, I'm missing Thanksgiving with my family. I've been here for an hour and a half, and we're rolling. I'm ready.
Patricia, I've asked him 4 times. I don't know what to tell you, hon. You know what? I'm going to try one more time, and if it doesn't work, head on back to your folks. Seriously.
You know, I'm not a morning person. I could have slept
in. Telling me you're not a morning person.
I could have done
person.
A lot of things with my morning.
Huh, telling me. Come on.
Do you know how expensive it was to order an entire Thanksgiving dinner from a restaurant? I could have cooked. I could have cooked.
Patricia, save some of this for the air, okay?
You're right. I should give it to him right? on air.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll stand by then.
Let me try one more time.
And it's not only the weather that's something that we should that's interesting. It's
hey, fuckhead, if you look Kenny at back the booth, if you don't throw it down to Patricia, you just get your fucking pink slip and you're done.
And the thing that I want is
I should take over now because it sounds like you've got.
Hey, Tommy, I know this town's boring and nothing happens here. I bet all over the country, big, cool parades are going on, but not here. But you know what's cool? Is you're my best friend, and we're playing marbles.
Well, look at this. Bunch of little wiener talking to himself in the men's bathroom, huh? What the hell is it? Are you playing marbles by yourself, huh?
Get away from me, Ace. Yeah, I'm playing marbles.
Shut the hell up. I'm going to steal these marbles and sell them, and I'm going to buy myself a Honda Porsche and get the hell out of this town.
Yeah, right. You say that to me every day. Let me ask you a question.
What?
Do you believe in magic?
I believe in God.
That's kind of like magic, right?
Yeah, in a lot of ways. Mysticism is a huge part of religion.
What's that?
Mysticism?
No, the other one.
Religion?
Anyway, look, I got six marbles. I got six marbles here, and I'm just trying to have fun in this bathroom, okay?
Hey, can I?
Look, honey, it's that Patricia lady from the 6 o'clock news. She might be reporting on the parade. Let's go over there and get a picture. Excuse me, are you Patricia Takahukuma?
Excuse me?
Are you from the news?
Yeah. Not that you'd know it after today.
Well, sorry about your troubles, but my son and I were hoping we can get a photo with you.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Tommy, look over there. There's a corn dog. What's the matter with you, lady?
I could be on air at any
Don't
second.
Don't be cursing like that.
I have to be at the ready.
Don't curse like that in front of a boy. He's 17 years old. He can't hear this.
Oh, he's 17?
That's right.
He looks old. I'm so sorry. I apologize.
Hey,
I didn't
get
realize.
Your own. Now, can I get a picture with my boy?
I wish I could.
Okay. You need some help.
No man will stay with me for more than 3 months.
Well, hold on
they
a second.
They say one trimester, I'm out.
Hold on a second now.
They can't stand me.
That don't sound...
It's the power.
Oh, it's the power of the news lady. They're intimidated.
It's my prowess. It's my confidence. And to be quite honest, it's my tits.
Well, speaking of...
They scare people. They don't look right.
Speaking of which...
without the clothes.
Maybe not at Thanksgiving, huh? Loud and proud?
Hey, anchor lady. Do you know those twin weathermen? Those twin weathermen,
yeah,
Ted and Tad?
Fucks. Yeah, I know those little fucks. You want to talk to me about a couple little fucks? Then let's have a little fuck talk right now.
Okay.
And as my Lord and Savior, amen. Hey, thanks for that little session, man.
Hey, you're welcome, man. You know, I was raised Catholic, but I did fall into, like, you know, Protestantism, because I do believe that every individual has the power to forgive each other. And it shouldn't just come from a mandate from some dude in a giant hat living in a castle somewhere in Italy.
Yeah.
You know, like, we are our own saviors. And
so now that we're our own saviors, can we pray for anything we want?
Yeah, of course. It's just like wishing.
But it's a prayer, so that means it's, like, more powerful?
It means it'll work.
Okay. Dear, what do we call him?
God.
Dear God. Dear God. I pray for something magical to happen today.
Like, Ted, look at what's happening down there. It seems like God's fingers coming down straight down the corridor of the buildings. Ted, it's picking up the parade as we speak.
Hey, look, you said you wanted to take over. Here you go, all right?
It's all down to Patricia right now.
I'm just surprised.
Larry, go down to Patricia. I'll rip off your head and shit down your neck.
All right, it's not a good time for it, but we're going to cut to Patricia.
Let's have some fuck talk right here, you little fuckers, okay? We're dealing with a lot of fuckheads up in the fuck tower over there. While I'm down here the wires on that floater disengaging and ripping me out.
At most, this is a mild breeze. It's gonna pass. It's gonna pass.
Oh, God, Mayor, shut it down. Lacerations on my fucking body.
All right,
body.
Color guard, we march.
Color
go,
guard.
Tina.
We're
bye, Tina.
Boy, it took that tiny lady first.
And that's our show for today. Oh, yeah. Oh, nice cleansing. Let me thank all of our alchemists in no particular order. Craig Kukowski, thanks so much, pal. Oh, pal.
Hey, my pleasure. And keep listening to Craigslist Spooky Times, a special limited edition podcast we're putting out for the month of October. You can follow us at Craigslist PCast on Twitter.
I'm enjoying it my own damn self. And thank you. And Carla, please send that along. James sure Heaney, thank you so much, buddy.
Well, thank you. And I'm keep on going with that Brief News Brief podcast if anybody has lost track of the news lately.
Is that possible?
I don't know.
Is there a way to...
But it's still coming out. If you want Brief News Brief, it's a podcast. You can find it where you listen to
Please
podcasts.
Please do. Jackie Deruthy, thank you so much for joining us as always.
Woo! Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Where can folks, I guess, your Instagrams, occasional videos?
Yeah, you know, I'm still at Jackie Deruthy, and I do have a new video that I'm editing. It'll probably come out tomorrow. It's got to come out soon.
So folks should come over and watch you edit?
First folks should come over. Don't matter how many. Don't matter the mask. Just kidding. Stay home. Wear your masks. Vote. And bring your ballots in person, guys.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. It can do it safely.
Well, this will air, of course, after the election. So let me know who wants to join me on the island. Joey Greerman?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for almost everything.
You know what? And I want to say you're welcome for almost everything. Yeah. Pleasure to be here. Happy to do it. Check out Bear Supply on Twitch. BS Comedy every Wednesday. Sometime between 7 and 9 we go live and we do weird shit. Check it out.
Weird shit.
Craig is saying this will come out on election day. So this is...
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking in my head.
People don't know as they listen to this. They don't know.
All right.
That's awesome. Know. Great.
You voted.
Yeah, go.
This is assuming everybody listens to it immediately when it drops.
Yeah, that's true, right? Instead of maybe 2 years later. Chris Alvarado, thank you so much, pal.
Oh, my... God, I love you guys so much. A couple things I would like to say. One, as if it wasn't crazy enough that we saw Jackie DeRuthy and her husband, Patrick Babbitt, in a Hyundai commercial together. Just recently, they were on a Fox Sports fun little sketch together, which is great. A side note, my uncle is a vice president of Fox Sports. Yeah, he's never gotten me a gig. Hey, Bill Batten, love you so much. This is for you. It just feels like I'm in the industry. You could toss a guy a bone. My. Not a big deal. So that was really fun to see Jackie and Patrick together. Also, I want to say Reddit.
Was it?
People are posting. I'm sorry.
Was it fun?
And then on Reddit, keep posting there. Recently, there's been three posts of older episodes of Kevin Pollak's chat show. One with Vanessa and Joey, one with James Heaney, and one with Craig Kukowski. Hello. So those are people have been watching those, which is really fun. Keep posting.
Actually, all the cast have appeared.
Well, yeah.
Well, that show is still going on, right?
Well, it is in our hearts and minds and eyes and ears.
So keep posting, guys. We love it.
Thank you for that. Let's thank our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. Fine folks at iHeartMedia. Please continue to write to us. I love hearing from you folks. Your name here at alchemythis.com. It means the world to me to hear from you. And I share as many as I can and thank you all now. And we'll individually thank you and reply as I can. Continue, please, to look after each other. Be kind. It's the easiest route. And wear your masks when you go outside. It's for all of us, right? Why not? Until next time.
Alchemy.
Alchemy. Alchemy. Alchemy. Alchemy.